That's right, folks. The eagle has landed. You are tuned in live to the brothers on Block Talk Radio. I'm your boy Dre in the studio from the First State, home of Blue Hen Chickens and University of Delaware and President Joe Biden and all these other good things, including your money. And joining me in the studio is none other than our co-host, Mar, all the way coming down from Charm City, City of Baltimore, City of Druid Park, City of things where things run and look like cats, but they're not really cats, but it runs with Cat City, where you might have to duck and dodge, because if you have watched The Wire, you 9 out of 10 were in West Baltimore. Marseille, what's
Good evening, everybody. And first and foremost, I live in West Baltimore, so we're not going to even go there. We're not going to go there.
That is so shady.
Blue hens. What's going on, good people? How's everybody's week? Dre, you there? You there, my brother? You there? Praise the Lord. Yeah, be more. You got to be more careful. All right. So let's get into some hot topics for tonight while I'm waiting for my brother to respond. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has announced his run for president in this already wonderful, crowded GOP Republican candidacy. He has announced his decision to run for president. This is his second time, and he will be clashing with former President Donald Trump in this, and Nikki Haley, Ted Scott. What's the governor of Florida? Yeah, the governor of Florida. So this is going to be a heavily contested on the Republican side for the office of president. It's going to be quite interesting. It's going to be a quite interesting one. So that's one of our hot topics for tonight. On Sunday in the Washington, D.C. area, apparently a Cessna crashed that sent a sonic boom over that could be felt all the way from Virginia all the way to Baltimore. Oh, you back with us now, huh?
So what had happened was somehow my thing got muted, but what I was saying is on the Democratic side, you know, Cornel West also put in his run for president.
No.
Yeah.
This would be interesting.
Do you think
Cornel West? All right, Cornel. I'm voting for you. Bye, Joe.
Maurice. You know good and hell well. These white folks ain't gonna let another black person get no office. And this black man got a fro. And no
right.
Hip hop.
that would be an interesting presidency.
Interesting ain't the word. This black man been amazing.
Well, we have a first lady.
Do you know? Is he married?
I don't know.
Let's find out. Cornel West is married. No, he's divorced. Oh, no. He is married to Anahita Madavi.
So we got a black man.
She's Indian, it looks like.
Oh, okay. Well, that should be interesting.
Should
all
be
right, Cornel.
Good.
Come on, throw your hat in the ring, buddy.
Okay. Y'all keep thinking that black man gonna get the Ooh, they missed the assassination when Jesse tried to run, but they ain't gonna miss that one. I promise you that. Them good old boys. They're gonna come back together. It would be the rebirth of the KKK for sure.
Yeah.
Right out of D.C. if Cornel West win that that running. But yeah, nonetheless, I think it's going to be an interesting. It's going to be an interesting battle. I am interested in seeing who the GOP allows to sucker them into running. Chris Christie, I feel like it's time for him to sit down. Ron DeSantis, that's racism at its best. You know, Mike Pence, I think, has the, for me, the better judgment. If
oh,
they were
my God. Him. Are you serious? Mike Pence is running?
I would choose Mike Pence over Chris Christie, and I would choose Mike Pence over Donald Trump.
Well,
he doesn't have a record.
He's going to be a boring president.
Well, I mean, aren't most Republicans born?
Yeah,
name one Republican that wasn't born. I got time. I got nothing but time.
George W. Bush.
Born. George Dove couldn't even eat pretzels.
The most interesting presidency is when George H.W. Bush got sick.
Who?
And threw up. 1 year, George H.W. Bush, he went to a presidential dinner and got sick and threw up.
That's because the chef they chose can't cook.
No, he was already sick. He had the flu. He had the flu, and he traveled, and he took ill at the dinner.
That's the foolishness.
Yeah,
that's
the Republican presidents tend to be boring. I do agree. I really agree. But we haven't had really a good, exciting president until we had a Democrat. That was the most. Of course, we had Bill Clinton, and then we have. Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. But I just feel like, I love Biden, but, like, how much excitement is he bringing to the White House?
I mean, this is the thing. You know, Biden is very bookish. He is a law.
He's very by the book.
Yeah, he's very by the book. He's very, you know, he can't help himself. He's a studious. He's not like that. Let me bring, you know, Shaka Khan to the White House and we can snort something together, you know.
Right.
You know, now he had Gladys Knight there. He loves his R&B. He loves his jazz. He loves, you know, black singers. You know, he's making Black Music Month the national thing now. So these are the things that we're looking at. Like he knows what to do and how to do it. But he's from the rich section of Wilmington. So, you know, where he's from, they don't do line dancing. He learned how to do that through Barack, you know. So
right.
We can't expect much. You know, you can take a brother out of his city. You just can't put the hood in him. You know,
right.
That's how I look at it. Barack was from Chicago. Hey, okay, let's say it.
Right. I can't. You can take him out of the, but you can't. Yeah, that's true. So let's talk about this sonic boom that happened on Sunday that scared people half to death.
Did it scare you?
I didn't even hear it. I was in church.
Okay.
And so
everything in church is a sonic boom. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So apparently a business plane flew over the nation's capital, and what happened is the sonic boom that everyone felt was they had to launch fighter jets to go see what was wrong, and so the jets taking off caused the sonic boom, and you can hear it all the way from Virginia to as far as Baltimore. Some people said that the house shook. So my principal, she lives near the Air Force Base, and she said she didn't feel nothing. But one lady who did live near the Air Force Base said it shook her entire neighborhood. So
wow.
Some people felt it, some people did not. But the plane, nonetheless, the plane crashed in Virginia. Huh?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The plane did crash in Virginia. There were no survivors. And apparently And apparently, from what was reported, one of the fighter jet pilots saw the pilot of the jet slumped over. And it was on autopilot until it ran out of fuel. So it crashed into Virginia with no survivors.
No, okay. Wow. I've seen it when they talked about it online. And for me, I would have loved to have been present, like, to actually see if I heard or felt it. I'm not going to lie. It just seems interesting.
Yeah.
So I would have loved to have been, like, present, you know, just to see how many people actually ran out their house or peeked out their windows, because you know y'all nosy down in that part. Can you imagine the seniors?
Not that.
I mean, do you know how many church mothers cussed when they heard that sonic boom? Like, do you know how many pastors thought it was the rapture in the D.C. area?
Okay. Jesus is coming.
Hey, listen, that is going to be in everybody's sermon for like the next two to three months.
I can hear the sermon being the sonic boom. Mm-hmm. When God goes boom.
The crack that didn't crack the sky.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah, that's gonna be the whole DMV sermon titles for the next 2 months. So y'all might as well get ready to hear a lot about booming in the DMV. In sad news, we have the death of Jackie O, DC Young Fly's better half, mother of his two daughters and son, passed away at the Hilton Hotel in Miami on the 31st of May, found unresponsive in her room. At this time, DC Young Fly has thanked the fans for their overwhelming support and is asking for privacy as the family not just get through this situation, but also as they try to figure out exactly what has happened. No further word has been given as to the cause of death. However, the 85 South show has been canceled for the next four shows, especially and they're hoping that as things ease out over the next four shows, which I believe stretch through to June 11th, that they will be able to try to get DC, or DC will feel better enough to travel. However, we know that these things take time when you lose a loved one. And we definitely are sending our condolences and our prayers to the entire family of Jackie O, including her mother and DC Young Fly, her children, her friends, the Wild and Outcast and crew members, BET Media, and all those who have known her.
Yes, please. Let's keep them in prayer. Let's definitely keep them in prayer.
Absolutely. Speaking of entertainment news, Cuba Gooding Jr. has settled out of court for $6 million in his sex abuse lawsuit. A woman said he persuaded her to stop at his room, and once she got there, things got a little frisky. Now, here's my question. I have two questions about this. Number one, you ain't know who room you was going to. And number two, at that late at night, what did you think you was going to his room for? Prayer? Or did he promise you? He promised he would introduce you to Lily, didn't he? Like, you know, I'm questioning our judges that are in the system in these days on some of these cases we're getting. You know, nowadays I just feel like we're taking things extreme, and some of the courts are allowing anything to pass in their courthouse. Like, okay, we understand. And Cuba did this really just to elude the court date, because the trial, because he knew it was going to take time. It was going to be a whole, you know, hoop and holler. 9 out of 10, he's probably going to get some bigotry judge that was just going to be like, oh, yeah, you did it. But at late night, after 10 o'clock at night, anything that says meet me in my hotel room is a sex call, period. And she wasn't dumb. She knew this. She child, that's Cuba Gooding Jr. What, you thought he was going to ask you to date him? So I'm just lost on this whole case, but $6 million is a good bet though. She bucked up.
It's interesting I first of all totally forgot about that case until I saw it. And was like, I didn't even know he was accused.
Definitely was accused. He's highly, upset about the case, which I definitely, I understand his testivity. I just don't understand this situation, though, as far as, like, how was it even able to get that far? As far as the whole situation of her winning, winning that much money, the woman, they said everything that happened was consensual. The woman proceeded anonymously until last week. When the judge ruled that she would have to reveal her name at the trial, she said in her lawsuit that Gooden raped her in his hotel room after convincing her to stop at his room so he could change clothes. His lawyer, though, insisted it was consensual sex and that she bragged afterwards to others that she had sex with a celebrity. Typical chicken head move. And the lawsuit, sought $6 million in damages. And one of the several attorneys representing the woman declined to comment to CBS News about the settlement, so she did not get the entire $6 million. I really want to say this was really just like, I don't have time to go through this long trial. It was going to be done in New York, but it just, it's a lot. And, one of the people who planned to testify was Kelsey Harbert, who told Cleese Gooden fondled her without her consent at Magic Hour Rooftop Bar, which sounds like a strip club to me, near Times Square in 2019. He pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor for forcibly kissing a worker at a New York nightclub in 2018. He completed 6 months of alcohol and behavior counseling, was able to withdraw his guilty plea and plead guilty to a non-criminal harassment violation, eliminating his criminal record and preventing further penalties. So apparently drinking is not a good thing for Cuba Gooding Jr. But, I mean, I just feel like, once you get the whole testimony that, girl, I slept with Cuba Gooding Jr., I just feel like, that kind of means I didn't rape you, You were happy to sleep with Cuba Gooding Jr. What it was, though, is you thought that you was going to get round two, and Cuba informed you that there would be no repeat of this fighting temptation that you were fighting. That was Gary
Coleman and Allison. These cases are just so becoming more, like, the more I hear about these celebrity cases, it just becomes more and more weird. It becomes more and more weird, but it also becomes more and more, about consent, about dealing with consent and dealing with these things. And I just feel like celebrities are, y'all have to be cautious. You have to be cautious. You have to know what people's motives are. Not blaming. I'm not saying her motives were wrong. I don't know the whole story. It's just these stories are becoming more and more real, but also becoming more and more weird.
Mm-hmm.
They're becoming more and more weird. Like, he said he didn't do it. But he settled for $6 million.
Right. Well, he didn't settle for $6 million. They won't say how much he settled for.
I mean, he settled his case. It's just, again, it's becoming more and more weird.
I mean, could it be like, me personally, I feel like it's like I am settling because it allows me to just go on with life. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. Like, I'm settling because this stops me from having to postpone movies, having to lose out on deals, having to So if I settle, I can just get it out the way. It's a bogus, you know, it's BS, but rather than going through a long, fought out, hard lawsuit just to win and prove myself innocent, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to settle the case so that I'm able to actually continue on with my career. Because if not, you know, because he's a celebrity and he's a black male at that, you know, I do feel like at this point there's a target when it comes to black male celebrities. You got Trey Songz, you got R. Kelly, you got Bill Cosby over and over and over. You got, you know,
Jonathan Major,
right. But then you got people like Donald Trump who get slapped on the wrist.
True.
So that's the issue that I'm looking at.
Well, speaking of Bill Cosby has again been charged with sexually assaulting a Playboy model in 1969, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see this Playboy model picture?
No, I did not.
Oh. Okay.
Because, you know, Bill was released like 2 years ago when his sexual assault conviction was overturned. But this Miss Valentino, her name is Vanessa Valentino, I believe. Victoria Valentino. He drugged her and sexually assaulted her in 1969.
Gotcha.
So I'm just wondering who else gonna come forward? Like, how many women? Like, I have a lot of questions about Bill Cosby and about these allegations. I have a lot of questions.
Why so long? And why do we keep allowing this to jeopardize the remainder of this man's life? It seems like as soon as he beats one case, another case pops up. And is this a conspiracy so that he really does not purchase NBC? Because none of this has come to light. Yeah, none of this has come to light until he went to purchase NBC. I won't necessarily say it's off the table, because at the end of the day, money talks. And when your executives are broke, they're gonna go for the money.
Right.
You know, but I do feel that they don't. It's something about NBC and the royalties of NBC that I feel like people just don't want Bill Cosby to have. And if we look at it, you know, and look at the conspiracies that's even going on surrounding the death of Michael Jackson and of Prince, you know, I do feel that, you know they can't kill him because they know that he don't take drugs. So what better way to knock him out the box than to take his money?
And to kill his image.
Absolutely. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
You know, they knew Prince did pain. They knew Prince, you know, relied on painkillers. They knew Michael Jackson relied on painkillers. Bill Cosby ain't one of them. And the worst thing you can have is a black man running a white cable or white media, period. You know, just have someone checked on Tyler Perry lately. These are the things that we got to look at, though, you know.
Yeah.
NBC is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, cable television network in the world. It expands itself, you know, well over just the United States territory. And
right.
Here we are going to put a black man who stands for family as the CEO of this company and of this media conglomerate. And then the first thing that's going to happen is he's going to take off all the shows that is totally against what he stands for. And he's going to put more blacks on TV. See, BET can get away with it. They don't do nothing but show reruns.
Right.
You know what I mean? But look at the stations that aired black people. Ask yourself, where are they today? UPN, gone. CW, non-existent.
almost non-existent.
Right. You know, Fox 29 or Fox TV. We had to help and switch that up to just game shows and bullcrap. You know, then you get the BET, and all they show is reruns. VH1, Rerun Central. You know, so it's like TV1, Rerun Bullcrap, and Bullcrap. So I can get away with it on those channels because at the end of the day, they don't really show nothing. But ABC, owned by who?
Bill Cosby.
So, I mean, you know, I felt like, you know, it was a one-up. You know, I know that if I can get him, if I can get his image shot and make him look like R. Kelly, we can kill any chances he has of dying a happy man. You know, so they did what they had to do. You know, his doctorate degree got taken away, got stripped. His money now looks funny. His health is now failing. You know, his livelihood was on the rock, is on the rock. And the more he beats everything thrown at him, the more they come with others and with other people. So these are the things that I feel like it's an issue because it's like, what can we do to ruin him even more? Because no matter what we throw at him, we're giving him our best shot and he's winning.
And he's winning hard.
And not only is he winning, but he's making us look bad in the process of winning. So that's what we're looking at. But in happier news, we all know hip-hop has turned 50 in this August the 11th at Yankee Stadium. Hip-hop 50 will be coming alive on the stage at Yankee Stadium, headlined by Run DMC, also featuring Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, Common, Fat Joe, Slick Rick, just to name a few. And then the queens of hip-hop, Lil Kim, Eve, Trina, Remy Ma, and more, we'll be hitting the stage. This is going to be a walk-on, walk-off performance show, which means that the show is going to be non-stop hip-hop. Tickets are on sale if you're in the New York area or you like to travel like me. I really feel like this is a show you don't want to miss. You're not so much for Run DMC, but, you know, are attacking the stage. Anybody who has ever been to a Wayne concert, he kills it. Snoop parties all day. Fat Joe's going to bring that New York flavor. Slick Rick the Ruler, listen, gets none better. Common, very poetic and prolific and political rapper. Ice Cube, straight out of Compton, ain't never scared. Lil Kim, you know, you don't know which Barbie figure you're going to get, but one of them going to show up. EVE, fire. Trina, fire. Remy Ma, fire. And they're definitely going to have more artists, not to mention that Nicki Minaj just dropped today the release of her next album after 5-year hiatus. I feel like hip-hop is taking its rightful place back in the music industry.
Speaking of that, you just brought one up. Also, LL Cool J is doing the Rock the Bells.
Yes.
Rock the Bells and Live Nation Urban present the fourth live North American Summer Tour. It's headlined by LL Cool J. He has The Roots, DJ Jazzy Jeff, DJ Z Trip, Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper, Big Boy, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Common, De La Soul, Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick, Goody Mob, Ice-T, Jada Kiss, Juvenile, MC Light, Method Man and Red Man, Rakim, Rick Ross, and more.
Listen, I'm telling you, hip-hop is making
a they coming to Baltimore July 1st, D.C., Washington, D.C. on the 7th of July, the 2nd of July. They're going to be in Brooklyn, Charlotte, North Carolina on the 9th. I'm trying to see if they're coming to Philadelphia. I didn't see Philadelphia on here.
Wow.
New Jersey's on here.
Well, New Jersey, yeah. A lot of people are actually skipping Philly and really killing, like, Jersey, especially Atlantic City and Newark areas.
Yeah, because this actually, this concept's going to be in Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, Newark is
Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia on the 4th of July.
Okay.
Raleigh, North Carolina, Hollywood, Florida, Chicago, Detroit. Chicago is the 13th of August. Detroit is the 18th of August. Yeah, New Orleans is August 23rd. So this tour is going to be on and popping.
I'm excited. I'm excited for LL. You know, he about 1,000 years old, but I'm excited for LL.
Why 1,000, though?
LL been around. The first album I got was LL Cool J's I Need Love.
I need
on album. Like, what was that, 45-inch back then, I think? My mom bought me a record player. And that was also the first piano song I learned how to play because it had the easiest chord.
Right.
You know, you can play I Need Love on any instrument, xylophone, piano, anything that makes that has a tone, you can play I Need Love on. Organ, you know, trumpet, trombone, saxophone, you know, but steel drum. But it's crazy that, you know, I do feel like, what I hope doesn't happen is that all of the artists kind of clash against one another so that one concert outshines another concert to outshine another concert, because I feel like we're all looking for the same thing as people who listen to hip hop music. We all want to just really have a good time. And so that's what I'm hoping that we don't do. It's just everything clashes, because if that's the case, you know, it's like you're killing the whole vibe that we're looking for when it comes to music. As music enthusiasts and as music fans, I do feel like we have to have that say that, you know, hey y'all, we don't need you guys to overkill things.
Or
to
overkill, right.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. Speaking of good music, the Clifford Brown Jazz Festival is coming back to Wilmington for its 2023 year. This is the 36th annual Clifford Brown Jazz Festival, named after Wilmington's own jazz trumpeter, Clifford Brown, one of the greatest African-American jazz trumpeters ever. This year, the show kicked off on Wednesday, June 21st, with Angelique Kidjo, Monty Alexander's Harlem Kingston Express, Marquise Hill Quartet, and the Boise Lowry Living Jazz Ensemble No. 1. Thursday, June the 22nd, Corey Wong, De Ramir Gonzalez, the Lao Tizar Band, and the Boise Lowry Living Jazz Ensemble No. 2. On Friday, June 23rd, R&B artist Kim, R&B artist Melanie Fiona, Keon Harold in the Boise Lowry Living Jazz Ensemble No. 3, and then on Saturday, June 24th, Kamazi Washington, who I was told backed up Prince at one point, Jason Moran and all them Hellfighters, Hiromi Sonic Wonder, Mark Juliana, and the Clifford Brown Festival Orchestra. This is a free event in our own downtown Rodney Square. It is a weekend that you probably don't want to miss. Every year the Jazz Fest is packed. Every year the Jazz Fest is excellent. Every year the level of quality they put on is great. Hotels include Hotel DuPont, Staybridge Suites, Hyatt Place Suites, Homewood Suites, Courtyard by Marriott, Residence Inn by Marriott. And these are all walking distance hotels, as well as Maurice's favorite, DoubleTree. You guys, you know, it's a great event for a free event. It's not like the Capitol Jazz Fest. We're not busting in your head for $75 a ticket, $150 a ticket. We just want you to come out, have a good time. Not knocking the Capitol Jazz Fest, because that thing was fire over the weekend. But it's definitely a free event you don't want to miss. Not to mention, I believe in Baltimore, the A-Frame Festival is coming up. And the Doomsday Festival.
Juneteenth weekend. It's happening Juneteenth weekend, the weekend, which is also Father's Day weekend. So it's happening that weekend.
Awesome. And the A-Fran Festival is in Druid Hill Park, the same hill that Drew found each other. tell me
what is
wrong
with you? Yeah.
Somebody sleeping in your bed? Yep, they were right in Druid Park.
wow.
But nonetheless, the shade is real. But nonetheless,
too real.
Yep. And anybody who listened over, I will tell you, you know, Drew Hill has been here twice. They were at UD this year, and the first time they came to Delaware, we had them right at Rodney Square in a free concert, and they killed it. So we're excited at what we're doing for the people of Wilmington. Not to mention, we always throw an after party, and I'm hoping they bring it back this year. The after party to the Jazz Fest, which is always the biggest block party in the downtown area. So I really do miss it. City of Wilmington, Mayor Mike Pozicki.
When is this again?
And
when this
is once again the weekend of it's the weekend after Father's Day. So that's the kicks off the 23rd, I believe. I just said.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. 23rd.
I'll be in North Carolina. 23rd.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, you got your
busy. Yeah, I'll be in North Carolina. Yeah.
And you're busy now. It's just that's family reunion weekend, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, get your preach on. Amen.
speaking of the Afrin, speaking of the Afrin Festival, it is Saturday, June 17th, and Sunday, June 18th. And again, I'm going to announce the. You're going to throw a thing. Isley Brothers, Ty Dolla $ign, Kid Caprice, Cinderella, Tabar Braxton, Eric Robinson, Tim Bowman Jr., and Faith City Music, Eric Bellinger, Ombre, Zoe, Tall Black Guy, celebrating the anniversary of Baltimore Club Music, a tribute to 50 years of hip hop. That's the Afrin in Druid Hill.
You can miss the
Isley. I remember when I first moved to the D.C. area, I think the Afrin used to be actually down on the harbor at one point. I felt like it was down there.
Absolutely.
Maybe I could be
wrong. That is absolutely correct.
But what they're doing is they are building up Druid Hill Park, so they're doing some renovations, make it look nice. So they're trying to attract people to the park. So
Shut up. So are they saying right now that Druid Park is not getting attraction?
And we gonna
and
change
if,
the
and
subject.
If they are, and if they are saying that, have they not tuned into Pornhub recently?
My goodness.
I'm just asking out of curiosity. I don't know per se, but I'm just asking that question out of curiosity. Somebody sleeping in the... Okay. Yeah. So that's all I have for. Oh, another good hot topic. Speaking of hot topics, the hot topic queen is back in the news. Wendy Williams' son is saying that her crew, her entire team is using her, and that Wendy is nothing more than a drunk. This was in a statement that was recently released through Twitter, I believe it was. No, in an interview he just actually had. That's what it was. And he said that Wendy is borderline alcoholic. I don't care how you put it. I've read it my way. You read it your way. I'm quite sure the comprehension should stay the same. And that her team is using her, which is sad if her team is using her, because they're always saying, you know, oh, nothing's really wrong, it's okay. But Kevin Hunter Jr. says she is being taken advantage of, and she has substance abuse, and she has an ongoing health battle while expressing that he's fearful of the people she's surrounding herself with. He knows that
there are certain things happening, quote unquote, that I know in her right mind she would never agree to. As hard as it is seeing her being taken advantage of, I know that if I'm making sure she is as a person okay, that is the important thing, because eventually she's going to realize the craziness that's been going on. What's been made more important by the people around her is that while her health may not be great, she needs to keep and earn. She needs to keep on earning an income, and that should not be a priority at this time, according to Hunter Jr. And whoever has been hired, they are taking advantage of someone who needs to get better. His fear is that the Queen of Talk Show will eventually not make it. That's according to OK Magazine.
Hmm. Wow. Wow, wow.
That is very alarming and very concerning. Nonetheless, we are praying that Wendy gets better. Everybody.
Me too.
That Wendy is the truth. So we are hoping that Wendy gets better in the immediate sense.
Wow. We're praying. We're definitely praying for Wendy. We're definitely praying for her.
Absolutely. So that is all we had. That's all I have tonight. I'm not sure if you have anything else, but if not, we can roll right into our topic of the night. Topic of the night, is it trash or is it you?
So, tonight's topic, again, I don't know why I do these topics. I was telling Dre the other day, I was like, I feel like every time my topic is about is something sexual, something so, like, sexual or just out the box. But that's what we created this podcast for. We created this podcast to be out the box. Again, we didn't want this podcast to be too churchy or churchy. We wanted it to kind of get your interest and kind of, you know, help you along. So tonight our topic is about sex shaming. And, well, you say, well, what is sex shaming? Ask yourself, are you a sex shamer or have you been sex shamed?
Are you a sex shamer, Martin?
No, I've never been sex shamed. Nope, can't say that I have. As I was saying, so as a teacher, and please, you guys, don't feel shocked, but I'm about to say, as a teacher and as a pastor and as a person, I am all of those things. I often find this to be very, you know, as I'm listening to people talk about their situationships or their sexual escapades, if it wasn't that good, that they always kind of shame the person whom they've had sex with. Either the person wasn't the right size or their motions wasn't great. They couldn't do this, they couldn't do that properly, or they had sex with someone and the sex was good, but maybe they get mad because they won't have sex with them again, or they feel jaded or kind of, so they say that the sex was bad. We sex shame or we make people feel bad about certain things, and there have been cases of people telling someone, your sex game was whack, your sex game was weak, you didn't know how to do this, you didn't know how to. So I really want to do a deeper dive into this to kind of see what everyone is thinking. What are your thoughts? For those of you that are listening to us live, I like to give out the number. I want to give you our number just so you can call in. We want you to call in tonight. Number 319 for guest call in, 527-6083. Those of you that listen to us live, that's 319-527-6083. So, sex shaming. Now, why do we think sex shaming happens? I think I started off earlier saying, I believe sex shaming happens because, and I think some of it is valid. No, don't get me wrong. I do believe that some sex, not sex shaming, but telling a story about you have had a bad sexual experience. It wasn't up to par. It wasn't what you thought it was. And you're just expressing yourself without being mean and nasty. I do believe that some examples are actual sex shaming. And it wasn't that you, because, again, you got to consider the source. You got to consider the source. Why am I sex shaming? Why did this happen? Why wasn't the sex that great? There are instances where that has happened. It's not that great. But there are also instances where it was great, but you decided to sex shame because you felt jaded. You felt you were angry. You felt like, well, the person didn't want you, so now you have to kind of get back at them for, you know, not rejecting you. So I want us to, first of all, look at the source. Before you do anything, consider the source. Why was it bad? And why is it that we, and then my next question is, why do we sex shame? Why is that the place we go to? So, Dre, you got any thoughts on this?
Okay, so your first question. You said, the first thing you said was consider the source. I think that the most important thing that we start with. Consider the source, and I'm going to tell you why. Some sources are just not reliable. Some sources are fragile people who have been hurt because what they wanted from something did not come to pass. Some sources will use their issues and the issues that they know are the reason why what they wanted did not come to pass, and they will use it against people. So they'll say,
right.
Oh, his sex was trash. Her coochie was wide. Her da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But at the end of the day, the issue is you. You know, your sex sucked because you had so much sex with everybody else. That is just garbage now. Or it could be the fact that maybe I don't want my long term to be somebody that everybody has saw. So you might be just what you're used to being, a jump off. Could be the situation, could be that you're not relationship material. So you feel some type of way. Because now that you realize it within yourself that you're not relationship material, now all of a sudden, everybody is an issue. Well, mm-hmm. This is how I feel. If you name a different person every time we talk, and this person, these people all have the same problem, you need to wake up with a dose of reality. It ain't them, it's you. We didn't talk 7 times in the past 7 weeks, and in all 7 times, you didn't have sex with a different person. Not 1 time, but multiple times. In today's time, people ain't really looking for hoes no more. Hoes are who we look for to create content. Hoes is who we look for a good time. Hoes is who we look for to pass around between friends. Hoes is what we
Ooh.
Look for because we need something real quick. If your bed looks like the front seat of a car, maybe you ain't relationship material. If your body ain't the way I need it to be, some people like tight things. It ain't our fault that you wide as the Harlan Tunnel. The Holland Tunnel.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That you as deep as the Baltimore Tunnel. It ain't our fault that your cavity systems are as long as the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. So you need a dose of reality. You ain't relationship material. If you ain't got nothing
to your name but a job that you probably won't keep. You ain't relationship material. If I'm over 30, do you really think I want to date somebody that ain't got their own by now? If I'm trying to establish a family and a life, and I'm not saying you can't turn a hoe into a housewife because Ray J tried, but if you ain't got nothing to your name and everybody knows you based upon your Twitter handle or your OnlyFans page, you ain't the one I'm trying to build with. Hello, I'm trying to build a family here. You ain't the person I'm trying to build that with. You're not even family material. Nobody wants to build a family with somebody that a child's going to say, oh, my daddy knows your mama. They used to call her Jawbone. Bernie Mac, thank you for that joke. You got to understand that we are in times.
I cannot.
Like, when you're, it's cute when you're in high school. It ain't even cute in high school no more. But in high school is a different story. You know, in high school, kids get easily hurt. Kids get upset real quick. You know, oh, that girl told me my thing wasn't big enough. What you should have told that girl was it's not your fault that she's used to gargling watermelons. You got to learn how to come back to what's going on in today's society. It ain't cute to be young and be a hoe. So you got to understand that in today's times, we are looking for things that have substance and things that have longevity. And I can't have substance or longevity with something that everybody has taken a turn with. I'm selfish. I don't know about you, but I never played with the same toys that everybody else played with growing up as a child. I never dealt with the same people that everybody else dealt with. I didn't even pass my weed when I smoked my weed because I didn't know what you were doing with your mouth. So therefore, if I'm not passing my weed, I surely ain't passing the piece that I'm pounding. I'm just saying, we have to understand that things have changed. And if the person that you are talking to thinks that more than one person in sex is an extracurricular activity, you might want to learn how to pick out a person to date. That's all I'm saying. But 319-527-6083, dial in. Tell us what you think.
I think also when you say consider the source is you brought up a couple good things. But I also think when you consider the source, consider the purpose of why you had sex with that particular individual. If you were just exactly, it was just sexual, I mean, like I said, sometimes, no, it's not going to be good. Sometimes sex with certain people may not be good. It may not be that you're attracted to that person. But that doesn't mean that you hurt that person's feeling by sex shaming them. It doesn't mean that you hurt that person's feelings by making them feel inadequate about their manhood or their womanhood because it wasn't great sex. It's because you may not be attracted to them. You may not be. It's just what it was. It was a one-time thing, and that's it.
Here's my thing, too, though. Even with that, if you're not attracted to a person, why take the time to screw them? Like, let's be real. Because any form of sex draws intimacy, which draws attraction. If you that hard up, like, just tell them from the front, listen, you know, you ain't my type, but you ain't the type I would date, but you the type I'll smash.
Right.
You know, just be real.
And I think that's it. Let's be real. And a lot of people not being real with what they want. They want to say what you just said, but in reality, they don't. That's not what they say out their mouth.
Okay.
So they're not real. They're not real with what they want and what they're attracting. And you're going to attract what you're giving off. People don't understand. You are going to attract what you're giving off. So if you attract people that are needy, if you're needy or you have a place for you to feel need, you're going to attract needy people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to realize that that happens to us. But we have to stop the fat shaming because it makes you look bad. It's like you said, like if within four conversations, we talked all week, and within those conversations we talked, you keep talking about the different people you done had sex with, and all of them can't be bad. That's the other thing. Like when people say they have stories of bad sex or sex dreaming, everybody you slept with can have been bad.
Absolutely.
Then that means it's not the person, it's you. Because you are not being honest and saying, I wasn't really into you, I'm not into you, I don't want to, you know. So it's not that. I just think that we have to be honest.
Absolutely. And we have to also be not ashamed to just speak what the situation is for real. Like sometimes you have to, I just cleared it, Maurice, because it was the same person and I don't have time for that foolishness. I smacked the piss out of somebody.
Are you sure?
The reason I feel like it was is only because it's the same type of attributes that the person did last time with raising their hand once they got in. If it wasn't, call back. I do apologize, but I just did feel like it was like, you know, it's not somebody I have in my phone. Let me put it like that. So and I don't.
It's not someone I have in my phone.
And I don't know nobody from that place. So you know, if I did something, you know, wrong or anything, you know, I do apologize to the caller. Call back. I'm just not in the mood for no foolishness to shut somebody down today. My level of ignorance is absolutely bonkers today. So I'm really like, you know, I don't want to be rude, but I don't feel like going through the bullcrap either.
Okay. I think we have to deal with levels of intimacy. I think that's where this is. But again, I also feel like it's immaturity as well. When I hear my students say things about people's sex shaming people, I don't want you to think I'm advocating my students to have sex. I cannot control them. I can warn them all they want that they're making that may not be wise or it's not a wise decision for you to do. I cannot control that. But when I hear them as young people say certain things to sex dream, it concerns me because if they're going to do it now, they're going to do it later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you sex shame someone, regardless of if you had one time with them, multiple times with them, the person is back. I think what's going to end up happening is you're going to do it continuously.
Yeah, you can pull it up if you want there. I see it's back.
Okay.
Hello, all right, you're live with the brothers. Say your name, where you're calling from, and what is your comment?
Yeah, my name is Joe. And I called in because you were talking about bashing. Is it real? And, because if a man or a woman is dissatisfied with their partner, let's say after even 2 months, if everything was going well before then, and now it's not, then the person could be exaggerating the so-called foibles or deficiencies of the other person, but they could also have been tolerated. That person's deficiencies. And as a result, they didn't say anything. Now that there's a dispute, a conflict, some kind of argument, then what was bothering them, but that was it was suppressed, now comes to the forefront. So that's the reason why some bashing takes place.
Good point.
Thank you, Joe.
Good point, Joe.
I You didn't, when you, okay, so Joe, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, so don't think I'm going to ask you any personal questions. But
okay,
when men bash a woman or vice versa, when a woman bashes a man in that particular area, especially when you said it's been tolerated, do you feel like most people, when it comes to that area, don't tell people what they want when it comes to sex? They kind of just go with the flow and never say anything.
It's a good point. Yeah. There are a lot of people that should do it nowadays. It should be more acceptable. I remember when years ago that if you tried to tell the guy or the girl, you know, what to do, you might be worried about offending them. But if a person can't take instructions, especially if it's given diplomatically, then they've got a problem. So, mm-hmm. if, for example, some girl doesn't like what I'm doing, if she says, baby, you got to pump a little bit faster or a little bit more, or a little bit slower, or, you know, can you go down on me? Can you give me, you know, your tongue? And I'll mm-hmm. say, okay, but if I really don't want to because I don't like the girl or because of hygiene reasons, then I should say I might want to try it anyway, right? But then if I don't want to, then I just, you know, pop my head back up. And then if she says, what's wrong, I'll have to be diplomatic about it. But you're right. Well, a person who bashes, they may just want to do it just to be mean, too. You know, just mm-hmm. to be mean.
Right, right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was my whole reason for bringing this up, because I have been privy to some situations where people are just mean. They're just being mean. They're just trying to save face in front of other people. They're trying to defame or make the person look bad in front of other people. So they go right to the sex was bad, or they couldn't stay erect, or they ejaculated too quickly. And it's not that the person may have been nervous. You never know anyone's issue at the time. They could have been nervous. You could have been rushing. So instead of being honest, it's just people being downright mean and nasty. When, again, it's supposed to be, hey, like you said, you know, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? To kind of help, you know, the situation. And people I don't think people really get that. Thank you, Joe. You brought up
some I didn't know that you were talking about people who were going to disparage their partner in public or in front of friends. That's absolutely being mean. You don't do that in front of other people.
Yeah. I'm trying to be discreet with what I'm saying. I actually had someone I know do a whole live about that and, this, you know, talk about someone's sexual prowess, which wasn't true at the time, which I later found out wasn't true. But they really try to expose this person and say that their sex was bad. But this is something that they were constantly doing with other situations. It just wasn't this person. It was multiple people.
All right, that person's got a problem, a real bad problem. First off, you never do it in front of other people. Unless it's, you know, you're really, really good friends. But even then, I would think that, you know, you take it to the privacy of your bedroom and then you discuss it with your partner and then you try to find out what the problem is and then doing a difficulty. Yeah, forget everything else that I had said about the...
No, Joe, we're not.
No.
You brought up something very open, because maybe some people in marriages, they don't tell their partner what they want and what they need sexually. They don't, and they do say things that are discouraging. You brought up something great. Somebody that might listen afterwards might say, maybe I need to tell my partner, you need to use your tongue more.
It's respectable, too, because one thing he said is, if it's something I really
want to do, and I pop my head back up, then I have to be diplomatic. You know, okay, I just really didn't want to do it, but I was doing it to please you. I do feel that other times, there are times that our partners do need to understand, I don't do this normally, or I really want to do this, but I'm trying to make sure that you're pleased. And it, at least I tried. If I tried and it ain't something I want to do, get over your life.
I was with you 98% until you said get over your life.
What I mean by that is don't make it such a big deal. Like, I do feel that all times that things are made big deals in relationships that don't need to be made big deals, you know. I do feel that there are sometimes that, and that can kill it. That can not only just kill the fact of me not wanting to have sex with you again, it could kill our whole relationship. You know, if it's something that I didn't want to do, but I still did it, give me the credit on the fact that I did it. Give me the slack that, you know, okay, maybe for me it might have been an off night. It may have been one of those things where I'm just like, tonight I just want to get a quickie in and I want to go ahead and go to get ready for work in the morning. You know, so I do, because I do know there are relationships that were completely ruined because a person did not want to have a full encounter. And when they said it, it was almost like they cussed at their partner. So then they became the topic of girl talk or the topic of boy talk. Man talk, and it became a thing where, you know, it crushed their partner to the point now not only do I not want to have sex, but now I also, you've embarrassed me, so I don't want to be around your friends anymore. I don't want to really leave out of the house no more. So these are all the things that people go through. We never know a person's state of mind, number one. And so, you know, that point alone to me was like, okay, good. You know, I tried it. It was something I really wasn't down with. I still tried it, or I did it, you know, just to please you. It may not have been all that you wanted, but you got it. You know, can we move on?
But I'm still going to disagree with you. I know what you meant. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to disagree with you because I've been in that situation where I've had, let's say, two girls that come to mind that said they were going to, you know, give me a nice little old blow job. And it was a nice, it was a little old blow job. I wouldn't call it a nice blow job, but it was a little old blow job. And they didn't like doing it, right? Didn't like doing it. That I understand. Okay. You don't like doing it? Fine. But then you got to understand that if I'm going to go to bed with you and part of the sex is oral and intercourse, and you're only going to get, and you're only going to do oral once every blue moon, and I'm giving you an orgasm all the time, plus I may be giving you head all the time, you better get over it, chickie. You better learn how to suck, because you got to go.
I'm sorry, Simple. Joe. I think, Joe, I like what they're saying, because I think people are selfish lovers. I think that we have a lot of people that are very selfish when it comes to sex and being in intimacy. There are people who only think of themselves during that moment and don't think about, it's about me pleasuring you and me, or my goal is to pleasure you. And then in the same return, I'm expecting the same thing. And I think that's what we don't ever talk about. That's why I said you brought up a great idea of talking to your partner. Yes, like you're right. Like, you can't say you want me to always give you an orgasm, but you never want to give me one.
Or,
well, could it be too?
If
like,
you can't, because you have some, because I'm going to discuss trauma on my show tomorrow. And if you can't, then we should discuss that too. Maybe it's because you had past boyfriends who did not, you know, who did not treat you right because you weren't, you know, you weren't exactly the whore on the block. You know, you weren't Jenny on the block. You were somebody who just didn't know how to provide something they wanted right away, and then they started disparaging you. No, you also brought up the point. You're talking about how a person is going to be a blabbermouth and talk to their friends, and now their friends are going to be disparaging the sex partner. What kind of people do that? You got to smack the shit out of them.
Joe, what's the name of your show?
Joe, what is the name of your show? Because we definitely want to tune in.
I'm Joe from Montana. That's the name of the show. And the topic's about relationship counselors. Are they charlatans or do they give actual advice?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
I'm Joe from Montana. What time does your show go live, Joe?
9 p.m. Eastern.
9 p.m.
I don't know
Eastern.
If you
okay.
guys have ever talked to relationship counselors, but they have about half a dozen of them pop into Black Talk Radio every once in a while. And let me give you one. The best one I came across, the sweetest one I came across, had this advice. Okay, now remember, they're supposed to give advice as to how to repair relationships. So over time, we finally got into a discussion about what is it that men and women should bring to the table. Now, this is a relationship counselor, and she says, well, all the women have to bring is their beauty. And I'm going, excuse me? That's all, because a man should be grateful when he's with a beautiful woman. He should be appreciative. I'm saying, well, what should she do? What should she bring to the table? And he she kind of tap danced around it, but she wasn't nasty or anything. But the thing is, can you imagine that all you have to bring to the table is just your physical appearance, and which is made up of your makeup, just your makeup anyway? You take off the makeup, and what do you got? Yuck. So that's what you got to bring.
He said, yuck. Joe, I like you. What? You're from Montana. Are you sure you're from Montana?
Why not? It's one of the states in the Union.
You sound like you're from New York, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I know. I get that. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
We have to tune in.
We're definitely going to tune in. We're definitely tuning in.
Okay. I gotta warn you of something, though. It's not a normal chit-chat show. The thing is, you'll be picked up within 5 minutes because that's my policy. Nobody has to wait on the switchboard. But when a person comes in, especially when it comes to topics like religion and God, I act like a defense attorney or a prosecuting attorney. Oh. I ask questions. I want fast answers, the answers I want, and then I move on. That's the way.
Okay.
You know, have you ever seen, like, a presentation of lawyers in front of the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court interrupts those lawyers, that those lawyers just don't ramble on and on, and they just keep interrupting? That's me. Okay.
Okay.
On tomorrow's show, it won't be so much like that because it'll be opinion-based. But the last two shows, they were about does God exist and about solutions to political corruption. And everybody likes to tap dance. So I had to implement that kind of protocol so that I can get to the truth. But tomorrow you don't have to worry too much about it because just like you let me ramble on, I'll let you ramble on for about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. But then after that, anybody else can just, hop on in.
Okay.
But if we get to the topic of like God, hey, I'm interrupting and getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Oh, trust me. Somebody else called while you were with us. We would have actually just brought them in. I'm one of the type of people, I like when my callers go back and forth because I like to hear everybody's opinion. I love to go, and I love to go back and forth with people, and I also love to hear how others feel about others' opinions. Like one thing, I was listening to some show, don't remember the name of it, but it was a thing where they would disconnect one caller, go to the next caller, and then the next caller will come on.
I don't like that.
I can't stand that either because they totally like bash the first caller, but you never gave the first caller a chance to actually respond.
Right.
Like, you could have kept the first caller on. Like, this is Blog Talk, for God's sakes. Like, drop the line. Let's go. Let's keep moving with making sure that each caller can get their point across, but then they also have a chance to defend their stance. Like, if I stand on this, let's go with it, I'm really like the same way. If Maurice has an opinion, I want to make sure his opinion is on point. But I'm also going to give my opinion. Then if we disagree or agree to disagree, we're still going to give each other's opinions and respect what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I've also had my protocol written down there in the description page. So people can go back and forth. But let's say, because the other night I had seven people on besides myself and my co-host. That's nine people I got to take care of. That's a menagerie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So I got to make, right? Now, suppose I've been on shows where they allow you to talk for 5 to 8 minutes apiece. Now, think about if you're the seventh person on the panel, right, and you've got to wait 5 minutes apiece before it's your turn, you've got to wait a half an hour. You've got to wait six people times 5 minutes. You know, I'm not doing it, and I don't want other people to do it. So I limit people to about 3 minutes. But if there's a back and forth, right, and nobody else wants to chime in, that's cool. But there's no such thing as, throwing around. Well, cursing, I don't mind. You know, you can curse your ass on my show. But I don't want people to curse out each other.
Right.
So
right.
That's one of the things I don't, I won't tolerate.
It did.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure having you. We're excited. We can't wait for your show. Thank you so much for your input tonight.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could, bring something to the table. And that's another topic we're going to be talking about tomorrow. What is it people bring to the table? And why do relationships fail? Why do they succeed? So I guess you want to move on. So I guess it's time for me to go.
All right, Joe, thank you so much. Joe, and for those of you listening, Joe from Montana, his show is tomorrow night, or you're listening to it tomorrow at 9 o'clock, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Joe from Montana.
I enjoyed that
as well. Joe brought up some good questions and some good things on board. I hope that those of you that are listening to us or listening, to us live, or you're listening to us after the live, really think about those things that were said about sex shaming. We really want to be careful. We don't want to make anyone feel inferior, but we do want the intimacy. You want to make people feel like the intimacy was there, or as intimacy is there. And if you're not attracted to the person, be honest about that. Don't make them feel like they were trash. Don't make them feel like they were nothing when you were the one who decided to have sex with them, when you were the one who, did what you did. So those are my closing thoughts.
I love it. Well, as always, we are so excited you guys tuned in. We're always excited to have guest callers come on. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 9 p.m., I'm Joe from Montana here on Blog Talk Radio. And we really want you guys to the Joe from Montana show is actually, I believe, what it's called. Yeah, and so we definitely want you guys to tune into that and to empower yourself, not just from our end of things, but from other people's end of things. Everybody has a voice, and that's the one thing I love about Blog Talk, is that everybody has a voice on Blog Talk. Nonetheless, we want you guys to continue to listen in, to tune in, and to call in. We definitely, like I said, we love our callers. 319-527-6083. 319-527-6083 is the number. I was taking note on some of the things that Joe says he does, so I'm definitely good on learning new things, and I'm excited. And so tomorrow, Joe from Montana will be on, and we want you guys listening to him. Don't forget, every Tuesday we are live on Blog Talk, 7:30 timing, Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch the replay on iHeart Radio. You can catch the replay on Apple Podcast Radio. And coming soon, we will be on Amazon Podcast. We will also be on Pandora Podcast. in the next coming months. We're just finalizing some things. And then for season three, you'll be able to catch us live on thebrotherspodcast.com at all times also. So we're excited at what is going on. We want you guys to keep up with us on social media, Facebook, and on your Facebook and your IG networks. We are The Brothers Podcast Media. It's not hard to find us. Just look for those two handsome faces that you see on your screen right now. For those who are listening to Blog Talk, let us know what you think. Let us know about the show. Let us know how you feel. And if for some reason you felt like this show was about you, it probably was. So we wanted you to tune in, and we want you to comment also. We don't mind. We will respond quick and immediately to you. But once again, we thank you for our callers. We thank you for tuning in. And until next Tuesday, we wish that you guys have a great week. We hope that you guys have a prosperous life. And to all of our 2023 graduates, we wish you the best in whatever you decide to do.
Yeah.
Congratulations on walking.
Congratulations.
We're excited for you guys. And don't forget, we are the brothers. That's Mar. I'm Dre. He's Charm City. I'm the first state. We make things happen.